As you were just in Sri Lanka and you were talking about the person who, you know, on the Uposatha days with his employees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a phenomenal situation. So he had a Lalanka water bottling, he's a water bottling company. He's quite a big company, so he's very wealthy. And on top of his kind of his office, like his maybe 2 or 3 story office, and on top of his office downtown, he's got these 2 kutis where he invites monastics to come and stay. And there's almost always 1 or 2 monks staying there. And when the monks are staying there, he'll invite you to have a meal in his home. And you go in to have the meal, and he'll have his entire company come up. And this is like 5 days a week, every day, the entire company takes the 5 precepts. And then Mr. Sagar will ask for, like, literally like a Dhamma talk, like not just like a morning reflection like we give. Like it's like, you know, 15-minute Dhamma talk that he's looking for. And then on the Uposatha days, on like the full moon days, the whole company keeps the 8 precepts. And the day is off for but this is quite common that people get days off in Sri Lanka on the full moon days. But the whole company, it's actually not mandatory, but when I was there, there must have been 25 or 30 people, like employees, who would kind of come upstairs kind of in the morning, they're going to take the 8 precepts. And they spend the whole day, they invite the monks who are staying there to participate, just like it's like a day long basically, where like the monks will give guided meditation, give a Dhamma talk, and then they have the meal, and then another Dhamma talk, and then there's some chanting for half an hour. And then the lay people, there's a time when the monks go away for 90 minutes, and the lay people sit around and discuss the teachings for like 90 minutes while the monks are away. And then we come back, and there's another kind of guided meditation. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. And Mr. Sakura, he's really respected by
his employees.
His employees, like, they really treat him like kind of like a guru, but he doesn't pretend he's a guru. Yeah. Like, they really respect him enormously.
How many employees?
Well, I just saw the number of people who would come up and take the 8 precepts, it was about 25. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine there's much more than that working in the place. And he says he doesn't make them keep the 8 precepts, but he does ask if somebody's going to be working there, he wants them to be keeping the 5 precepts. And so his right-hand man, it's amazing, because his right-hand man is like maybe 25, 26, and he's like the secretary of the whole place, and he's just like, I don't know, he's almost like an archetype of like the king's assistant, is it? Like in the suttas, is that like the assistant of a king who, like, the Buddha gives an example, they're on a boat with just the king and his assistant. The king says, I need 20 pounds of solid gold. And then the assistant will dive into the ocean, come up with 20 pounds of gold, and say, is this enough for you, sire? Something like that. Basically indicating like this super kind of competent assistant. And this kind of secretary is like that. And he's about to quit because he's going to ordain. and Mr. Sakura just totally supports that. And,
Are all the abbots of the local monasteries trying to get that assistant to their
community? Good question.
They're doing next attendant.
That's a good question. Probably.